And the last poem I'd like to read is based on the method of hunting bears used by the Eskimos, but it was really before that plane took over, which was to take a shot in the bone and squeeze it in a lump of fat and put it out for a bear to learn to pass. And when a bear ate such a lump of fat in the stomach, the fat would melt and the bone would spring open, stab the bear twice in the stomach and cause him to hemorrhage to death. And I asked the man who told me this, how long would it take the bear to die? And he said, oh, days. He was strong bear, sometimes a week. And he told me the bear would run all this time. Run without any set direction, but just keep running. And move very fast day and night. And in order to get the bear before the scavengers got it, you had to follow the trail of blood, running yourself day and night until you got to him. And I asked him, what could you, how did you eat? Since you couldn't have carried enough food to last you a week running day and night. And he told me what the diet became after a certain number of days. And you ran out of food, how you stayed alive. And it impressed me. And this story sat with me for, I think, about a year. And then one night, I was in Mississippi and having a sleepless night. And just got up and wrote the poem out. And I fixed it up a little bit in the all things, but basically it just came out this way. And officially, I don't know what it means. It's called the bear. In late winter, I sometimes glimpse the steam coming up from some falls in the old snow, and bend close and see it is lung colored, and put down my nose and know the silly, enduring odor up there. I take a wolf's ribs and whittle it off at both ends, and coil it up and freeze it in blubber, and place it out on the fairway of the bear. And when it is vanished, I move out on the bear track, roaming in circles until I come to the first tentative dark line on the earth. And I set out running, following the splashes of blood wandering over the world. At the cut, dash, left in place, I stop and rest. At the crawl mark, where he lay out on his belly, the orbit of the planet question, what he is. I lie out, dragging myself forward with bare knives in my fist. On the third day, I begin to starve. At nightfall, I bend down as I knew I would, at a curb, soft in blood, and hesitate, and pick it up, and thrust it in my mouth, and knock it down, and rise, and put it in my mouth, and knock it down, and rise, and go on running, and bare blood alone, on the seventh day, living by now on bare blood alone. I can see his upturned carcass, far out of breath, gathered, steamy pulse, the heavy sword whistling in the wind. I come up to him, and he stare at the narrow space, heavenly eyes, the dismayed face laid back on the shoulder, the nostrils blurred, touching perhaps the first paint of me as he dies. I pass the ravine in his side, and eat, and drink, and throw him down his full length, and open him, and climb in, and carry him up after me against the wind, and speak. And we went quite lumbering, flat-footed over the tender, stabbed twice from within, flattering the player behind me, flattering about no matter which way I look, no matter if it's parabola, a door transcendent, this dense of solitary diaphragm, this gravity cut, leap, this head, this drone, until one day I topple and fall, fall on the stomach that has tried so hard to keep up, to digest the blood as it leaks in, to break up and absorb the bone itself. Now the breeze blows over me. Rosa, the hideous gulfing of ill digested raw blood and rapid stomach and the red-eye wretched odor of gore. Blows the thought, my soul, low up, and on the street, until I think I must rise up and stand. And I lie still. Locked up, I awaken, I fall up, my sight. Here. Come crawling again up the flying road. In her ravine under old snow, the dawn bear lies, looking like the smeared fur and grizzly eyes, and his face with his tongue. And one gray and fur like stud stuck out before me, the next the grilling dollar, the next wandering, the next wandering. The rest of my days I spend wandering. But anyway, was that sickly infusion, that last flavor of blood, that poetry in which I live. Thank you.